were still on carrying on, and although they had died, but later we realized that that is their word for our existence on earth. That you can stay here for a while after you die, and then they want you to go with them into what they call Dina. And they don't describe it necessarily as a place, but as more of a feeling or
a state of being.
Yes, yeah, so I'd asked specifically, is it more of a state of mind or a state of being? And he said I had it partly right. So I guess that's as close as I can understand.
Partly right. One of the next names we found out about, actually it wasn't one of the next. We found out about it first, but we didn't realize it.
Right.
And that was one day Joe got, said, where do you go?
When you're not talking to
the guy.
And I got it three times from three individuals, up to go to Re, and up to Re, and I said, go up to Re. And I almost wrote it off. It was curious.
So he wrote it down phonetically as he heard it. We didn't pay any attention to this name Re. And it was a long time later, after we'd learned about Dina and Perina, that they mentioned Re, which was another place, which is parallel to Dina, is the way it's been described to us, but different. And since we're still on the subject of just places, later we found out about another place, which appears to be, you might say, higher than Dina, or a place that you go to, or can go to, not necessarily do, but can go to after Dina. And we found out about that simply because we asked for someone and they said, they're not here. We said, well, where are they? You know. And then we got the name Monte Lu. They are in Monte Lu, or she's from Monte Lu, I think the way it went. And so that person was able to come down, is the way they put it, come down to Dina and talk to us. And so the other names have not recently, but more recently, been discovered. And that is, if we're going to talk about progression, after Monte Lu is another place called Pylon Centric. And only two individuals have said they were from there that we've talked to. And they are quite unable to stay in Dina and talk to us for very long. But then,
that brings up the point that everyone we have communicated with from higher had to come down to Dina
to
communicate this way.
And at first, even those in Re, which was somewhat parallel to Dina, had to come to Dina to talk, and that's no longer true. According to them, they've developed their own mechanism for speaking to us by way of tape recorders there. And I guess we might as well go on with it. We were talking about what happens when people break rules and whatnot, and et cetera, because they had mentioned that they seem to have had rules, and we found out that there is a place for rehabilitation, you might say, or what they call conditioning, and others said, others call it a prison, and it was called Nilo, and they described it as being practically on the same level as Perina, which is Earth, so very close to us on the up and down scale, which those are terms that they use, up and down, which doesn't really make good sense to me, but I don't know if they're talking about possibly, you know, the movement or that they
sounds
speak
like
of.
A movement scale you begin to think on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they mean by that, but that was a lower plane that seemed to be a prison of some sort or a reconditioning center. And then later we found out about another place called Metana, which I'm not sure where this is yet. It's very unclear, but it seems to be a very high place, and they've said it's a place for a very special people. That's about the only good information we have about it. It's not very clear, except that those in Metana invented the mechanism that has enabled them to talk to us by way of tape recorders.
What about the Muzla?
Okay, we can go to the names. The names are next, I guess, except first we should mention one more place, and that's one we've just recently gotten. We're not quite sure of the name of it yet, but it's something like Altarina. So that's about all we can say about it. Okay, the names that they have for different states of being, or if you're in one, you are called a certain thing. And those here on Earth, which they call Perina, are called simply man. They call us man when they refer to us. And they call themselves, those in Dina call themselves Muzla. They call those in Re Mulit. Those in Monte Lu, they call Monte Luans. Those in pylon-centric, they call centra. Those in nilo, they call niloans. Those in methana, they call a rain bee, or that they say that's a short, that's a nickname for what they call a ranbakam.
Huh.
Right, I don't blame them for having a nickname.
And then this last one, this Altarina, they say the people there are called something like it. It still isn't clear because we haven't explored it enough and we haven't heard the name enough to be sure. Something like ultrametric. Ultrametric or metric, it's hard to tell. And that, those are, I guess that does cover the name.
Well, we'll address a comment to Hannah Buschbeck right now and say that if in your discussions with your colleagues at Fermo, Italy, next month, you have occasion to raise this question, we would certainly be very appreciative if you can either write us or send us a tape after the conference is over and let us know what information you got from people such as Jurgensen, Raudiva, Schneider, Schiergold, Father Schmidt, Theodore Rudolph, and the others who will be attending this conference, because with all the thought they have undoubtedly given to this whole question, together they should certainly have some answers that would be of interest to us, and we look forward to hearing what information we can get. And we will also be glad to keep you in touch and keep you informed on any new ideas and new information that we get over here. Yeah, okay. We're going to spend a bit of time now going over some of the transcribed materials. Joe and Mike are looking for comments they have received in answer to some of the questions. One of the personalities or entities that has manifested itself frequently, one of the known personalities, is that of Betty White, the author of The Unobstructed Universe, who of course has passed on to other dimensions. And according to what the boys say, she apparently is willing to cooperate and be helpful in explaining things. And let me have Joe read the question, or one of the questions put to her, and then also read her response.
Okay, first of all, she was the author, so to speak, of Unobstructed Universe, but she was had passed on at the time.
Yeah.
You know, came back through a medium. And that. Anyway, it was Michael's question, and it's a long question, too.
Go ahead.
Betty, here's the question. The Mu's Law has said that the people in Re have limited movement. You have said that the people in Dina have limited movement compared to those in Montelu. Undoubtedly, those of us here have limited movement, even compared with those in Re. What I would like to know is this. What do you mean by movement? I know it might be difficult to explain, but please don't tell me it's too difficult and then not offer any explanation. Please try to explain. What do you mean by limited movement? What is this concept of movement? And the recorder was left running for 20 digits. And after a long time of listening, this is what the answer was from Betty. We have a different way of moving. It doesn't mean movement of your body. Up here, you cannot do that. You can, but not really the way you do on Perina. It's hard to explain it to you. It's like you're barely thinking of it, and you move it. It's like we're moving, but we're not. It's like we're only in one place, but we're moving in our own way. We have true movement. Even these lonely people have movement. Movement used to be so tiring and lonely. In Dina, it's different than we are in Montelu. We have movement unlimited. Some think that we are like God. And that was the answer to that question, which you don't fully understand everything in it.
Yeah, as I remember, I spent about, I wasn't used to her voice too much, and I think I spent initially writing it down about 2 hours on that one paragraph, and then I went back over it for several days trying to correct little parts of it.
Yeah, so it might be just that little bit that follows on the next page. Mm-hmm. This much here.
Okay, I'll just read through it.
Yeah.
Then Michael's comment, Betty, is there any way that I could learn to experience some of this movement you're talking about?
You should want to read that.
Gets into a whole new area.
Why not?
Okay, fine. And she said, Michael, you have been doing just fine. You visited Nilo. We don't want you to stay in Nilo. And a male voice said, you're a prisoner in Nilo. And Betty again, they won't let you stay there permanently anyhow. And a female voice, they won't leave you there.
This is the first mention we got of Nilo, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Then Michael said, someone said you were a prisoner in Nilo. Could you explain more about that? And a female voice says, that's what we do with them. And Betty says, that's what they do with all the prisoners, people who have disobeyed the law. And a male voice says, it's real far away from the Moose Law. And Betty again, it's all conditioning so they may return to Dinah, and some never can be here again. Even to live in Dinah, one must be thankful. It's time to go for me. They often are dramatically weird. Then Michael said again, okay, Betty, can you come back later today? And she replied, if you want me, I'll come back to talk with you. Goodbye, Michael.
Okay.
Should we?
Without taking much time to go into detail, we might mention here that Michael did experience one case of astral projection.
Prior to this, which
ties in with the comment here and does suggest that perhaps we aren't all that stable and one-dimensional or three-dimensional as we think we are, but we can at times leave our physical body and take trips where we cheat the airlines out of a plane ticket.
It's interesting that Michael had no idea where he had been, and this was the first inkling he had where he'd been. So, mm-hmm. But that's a whole new area that we don't have time to get into.
Yeah.
But they were fully aware of it.
Can you think of any others, Walter?
Out of other interesting materials in here, it's just a question of...
Do you want to include any more?
We've got some more time on the tape, although I think we should also leave a bit of time to run some samples. Why don't we run some samples of voices to give an indication of the way they sound, and then we can, if we have space on the tape and have the time and energy left, we can conclude with a few more comments from the manuscript.
It might be noted that when we listen to them, we don't really listen to them the way they sound here. It's the surface voices that we get.
You have trained yourself to block out
the
louder noise.
We block out the surface noise and listen way down underneath. The voice is still there, but it seems to be a truer voice underneath this somewhat loud, top voice. And most of the voices are not this way.
Yeah. And of course, this explanation has meaning only to somebody who has
really
disciplined himself,
right,
to have worked through it and have developed that ability.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people who are discouraged too early in the game never become a part of the team to experiment. It's interesting in looking at Hannah Bushbeck's results that of the first 41 who replied to her questionnaire, that the people said some of them got responses immediately and others took as much as 3 or 6 months, or in one case more than a year. Yeah. Why don't we see whether we can pick up some tapes. Tape voices. No, we'll just go ahead.
Okay.
And
tape M11, counter number 60. And our interpretation of it is, why not look down? Oh, taught that. But, so normal feelings vary. But I think this one in particular was unusual because it was very slow, low, and growling. And it would say things like, do you talk to me? You know, I had it on my dad. Of course, it wasn't, unfortunately, it's not allowed now. So
yeah. You will notice that the word hope appears in among the normal words spoken by Mike, and that word hope is not supposed to be there. Be there with you.